Chapter 2. Running his slender fingers over the cool wood of the elderwood staff, Bezog sat and caught his breath. He, Brenoir, and Ben had been on the move, cutting through the woods ever since the copper dragon's lethal attack left Otterbone and Horseneck dead. And they weren't the only ones, either. Many others were dead. He could still see them in his mind, broken and twisted like a tornado had run through them. He held his staff tighter.
"Can you keep up, Elf?"
Brenoir said, combing his stubby fingers through his beard.
"Or do I need to carry you?"
"A moment, Brenoir,"
he said, taking a deep breath.
"A moment."
Life and death happens in moments."
"True."
The part elf wizard had seen it several times with his own eyes. But that last assault had shaken him. The dragon, copper, black-winged and black-tailed, had struck like an assassin. He still saw the murderous look in its snake eyes. It was a predator, a killer. It had snapped the two men like chicken bones. He tightened his grip on the elderwood staff and let the power of the ancient wood fill him.
"Here,"
Ben said, handing him a canteen.
"Take a drink. A long one."
He drank and said,
"Thank you,"
and handed it back.
"We're still heading after Dragon, aren't we?"
Ben asked, taking a sip himself.
"He needs us. Otterbone said so himself."
"Aye,"
Brenoir said.
"That's what we should have been doing all along. Let's move, Elf."
He slung Warhammer over his shoulder.
"We got a copper on our tails, and I get to protect you all the time."
"I can take care of myself just fine,"
Ben said. Holding out Akron, he knocked an arrow.
"I think it's you who need our help.
If a dragon attacks from the air, how will you hit it with that ugly hammer?"
"Your ability to jump is a bit lacking."
"Watch yourself, human,"
Brenoir said, buckling his brows.
"I've pulled you from the pit more than one time. Now let's get moving."
Brenoir led, marching through the forest like a bearded bear. Ben remained close behind. The sun dipped behind the floating city, and the forest became dark and quiet. The hum of bugs silent. Even the hoots of the owls were missing. Bezog had finally become accustomed to sensing differences in nature. This should have been elven instinct, but it had taken decades. And that wasn't all he had developed. There was a greater sense of awareness. Meditation and the elderwood staff helped with that. The suffocating grip of evil was always in his midst. Brenoir halted, hunkered down. Bezog and Ben flanked the dwarf. Ahead, in a clearing, a wide creek's trickling waters ran toward the river. A dragon's long neck was lowered into the waters.
"That's the one,"
Brenoir said.
"The one I should have crowned. Slippery lizard."
Ben's bowstring stretched. Brenoir pushed it away, saying,
"What are you doing? They be upwind of us. Watch and wait, foolish boy."
Ben's rugged, taciturn face scowled at him, but Brenoir kept his eyes fixed ahead. More movement slithered through the shadows. Dragons. Two more. Weaving through the trees with their necks low and tongues licking out. Bezog could see the muscles rippling under their scales. Fear filled him, more than ever before. The dragons had gone from fascinating to horrifying. The dragon with his head in the stream jerked his neck out and choked down a fish. The other two waded into the waters and dipped their scaly heads in.
"We should strike now,"
Ben said, in a low voice,
"while their guard is down."
"So ready to risk death, are you?"
Brenoir said.
"We wait, They'll move along.
In a day, maybe two. They wait for us. Those dragons are no fools.
Ben was right. The dragons were biding their time. With such long lives, they could afford to. But Bezog wasn't sure if the dragons were hunting them or not. Why had they killed Otterbone and Horseneck? Was that who they hunted? Or were they hunting all who opposed Barnabas now? He felt time pressing inside his chest. He and his friends needed to move. Find Nath. Bezog couldn't believe what he said next.
We might have to take them out.
Brenwar twisted his neck around.
What?
It's us or them now.
Are you feeling all right, Elf?
Never better,
he said.
And we can't avoid these conflicts forever. I say we take them out as quickly as we can.
Are you sure it can't wait a little longer?
Brenwar said.
They may pass.
They'll have our scent soon enough. You know that. And since when do you prefer stealth over an attack?
Since never.
Brenwar nodded.
What is the plan?
Just remember,
Bezog said to Ben,
they have a breath weapon. Keep your distance.
He looked down at the stream full of dragons.
Wait for my signal. I'm going in.